Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a judge ordered Donald Trump to pay nearly $355 million in the civil fraud trial involving his family business, New York's Attorney General Letitia James, who filed the suit, tells ABC News she's prepared to seize Trump's assets if he doesn't come up with the fine.
If average New Yorkers went into a bank and submitted false documents, the government would throw the book at them. And the same should be true former president.
Trump is vowing an appeal. With just days left before South Carolina's GOP presidential primary Saturday, Nikki Haley and former President Trump are campaigning across the state. Haley trails behind Trump, but vows to stay in the race and push ahead to March's Super Tuesday races. And in Texas, authorities say they've located the body of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. She was found in the Trinity River near Highway 59, about an hour northeast of Houston. The girl vanished last week. A person is in custody. This is ABC News. The mother, along with her business partner who gained fame on YouTube for parenting advice and later charged with child abuse, were both sentenced today in Utah.
My babies.
At her sentencing hearing, Ruby Frankie, who pleaded guilty to torturing and otherwise abusing her children over years, tying them up at home, spoke through tears to her family. Her children looked straight ahead as she addressed them.
I would do anything in this world for you.
Before she learned her sentence, Frankie blamed a dark place she said she had been led into. The YouTuber given up to 60 years in prison along with her business partner. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In London, day one of an extradition hearing today held for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The U.S. is trying to get Assange to be sent back to the U.S. to stand trial on espionage charges. His wife spoke outside the court and said Assange's poor health kept him from attending the court. The hearing continues tomorrow. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is spring primary election day. Voters will narrow down races for local offices like school board, county board, and city council. There's a three-way primary for Milwaukee mayor. The polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have election updates on many Civic Media radio stations. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative map say they'll make elections this year more competitive. Beloit Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
These are fair maps. If Republicans win a statewide election, they're going to win a majority in the legislature. If Democrats win a statewide election, we've got a shot at a majority. That's a shot we haven't had for more than a decade.
Evers signed the new district boundaries into law yesterday, a step that effectively ends a lawsuit before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks headed back from their All-Star break and getting ready for their road trip to Minnesota this Friday night. They need to turn things around from that 3-7 record so far under head coach Doc Rivers. The Brooklyn Nets fired their head coach Jacques Vaughn in just the second year of a four-year contract worth nearly $20 million. Baseball Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Sal Frelick will get a look at playing second and maybe some third base during spring training. In an interview, Pat Murphy was asked, with Craig Counsell, now the manager of the Chicago Cubs, how much bigger will the rivalry be with the Brewers?
Yeah, I think it's good for baseball. I think what Counts did can be viewed in many different ways. I've been close with this guy since he was 17 years old. So, you know, we'll always be close. It doesn't matter what happens. We could fight. Counts could jump on my back during a brawl. That would be his best strategy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. James Arnold Hilgard, age 79, of Park Falls, died on Saturday, February 17th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his three children, Corey of Park Falls, by Casey of Minocqua, and by Tyler of New Berlin. Survived also by his sister, Lila Falstead, his brother, Ron Hilgard, along with nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private memorial service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James Arnold Hilgard, age 79, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Smart Construction of Kennan does all residential and commercial construction and is a proud supporter and sponsor of the Logger United Sports Booster Club.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the low 20s. For tomorrow, some early clouds, then sunshine for the afternoon and warmer. Highs to the mid-40s and in the low 40s with a mostly sunny sky into Thursday. Cooling to the mid-20s on Friday. Sunshine and breezy. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
If you like it now.
Hot new country.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
This new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have any future anymore. But then we got history.
98Q Country.
Town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up, 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning me on. throw the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time.
98QCountry.com.
Yeah.
Poison finishes off three in a row. We started that one with Lainey Wilson's Wild Flowers and Wild Horses. Dierks Bentley in the middle with Gone here on 98Q Country. We're going to move it a little more local to some more community-oriented notices. I've been going pretty wide into the grander scheme of things because we've got some awesome things coming to you down the pipe this weekend, especially this Saturday. Download that free Civic Media app to take full advantage of it. Otherwise, this Saturday, the February 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., something more local we've got happening. Mercer VFW Post 9536 is hosting a spaghetti dinner fundraiser at the Mercer Senior Citizen Center on Martha Lake Road. That's 4 to 7 p.m. They're offering spaghetti with meatballs or sausage if you prefer. $15 a plate. Comes with coffee, salad, garlic bread, and dessert. Also offering beer, wine, soda, and available, and takeouts even upon request. They're also going to be doing some basket raffles down there, so plan to spend a little bit of extra time from 4 to 7 p.m. this Saturday, February 24th, at the Mercer Senior Center on Martha Lake Road. Get on down there and help support Mercer's VFW. That's, of course, after you've tuned in to all the awesome broadcasts happening on 98Q Country through that Civic Media app. If you're outside of our normal listening areas, some of you who are within the 98Q Country listening area, actually many of you, will also be able to tune in live to 9:10 a.m. The Buzz, WBZA, out of Hayward. Give that a test, and if it doesn't quite work for you, go ahead and download that free Civic Media app to catch that full broadcast this Saturday. More country music coming to you, coming right over the airwaves from 98Q to you right now. Morgan Wallen, Thinking About Me, after this on 98Q Country.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hold up a second. I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Are you thinking about me?
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles school uphill both ways. We were kings, switch, raised dirt for poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by. He'd always stop right there and say, turned 18, that's when you got a fast car. You think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. That old hot rod sure saved gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down. If you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
Oh, we
Dominion and Megan Maroney with Can't Break Up Now here on 98Q Country. Your daily reminder inbound, the American Red Cross urgently appeals for blood and platelet donations this month to bolster the national blood supply. Book appointments at redcrossblood.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS. All blood types, especially type O and platelet donors, are crucial. February's weather may disrupt blood drives, maybe not today, but you get the idea, increasing the need for donations. More donors are vital, so head on over to redcrossblood.org/heart to learn about how donors in February receive a $20 Amazon gift card. More music to you coming over 98Q Country in just a moment. We'll need an update on the weather and local things and sponsors and stuff, and then some Luke Combs, and She Got the Best of Me here on 98Q Country. After this...
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Connexus Credit Union and Phillips is proud to be a sponsor of the Logger United Booster Club. They are a member-focused cooperative that is proud to return the profits to member owners through high yields for checking accounts, deposit products, as well as competitive rates. Connexus Credit Union, located at 114 South Avon Avenue in Phillips.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the low 20s. For tomorrow, some early clouds, then sunshine for the afternoon and warmer. Highs to the mid-40s and in the low 40s with a mostly sunny sky into Thursday. Cooling to the mid-20s on Friday. Sunshine and breezy. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Q Country.
Yeah.
Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Truck bed, seen them all go out when the sky turns blue.
boy who would. That's Chancey Williams. You're on 98.3 FM WCQM. February 29th. That's next Thursday, the 29th. You don't get a 29th all too often in February. The town of Lake will be hosting a special town hall meeting. That's at the town hall, located at W8095 County Road E in Park Falls. That meeting is going to be discuss the possible sale or lease of 37 acres of land on West Buckhorn Road. That'll be leased or sold to a local nonprofit organization, which will provide a recreational outlet to benefit the youth of Park Falls and the surrounding areas with a trap/skeet range. So that meeting, again, 6 p.m. next Thursday, February 29th at the town hall on County Road E. I almost made it all the way to the end cleanly, but I just can't seem to do that lately. Just a little bit too human for my own liking. Kenny Chesney, I Go Back, will be the first of a three in a row before we hit the top of the 6 o'clock hour and get an update on the news and such. Cody Johnson and the painter Pat Green, Wave on Wave, in there too, here on 98.3 FM WCQM.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring gang scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them gain scent beads. Try gain scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the low 20s. For tomorrow, some early clouds, then sunshine for the afternoon and warmer. Highs to the mid-40s and in the low 40s with a mostly sunny sky into Thursday. Cooling to the mid-20s on Friday. Sunshine and breezy. Right now, it's 45.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Q Country.
A child abduction alert has been issued in Manitowoc County for the following child: Elijah View, age 3, male, white, 3 feet 0 inches, 45 pounds, with sandy hair, brown eyes, and a birthmark on the left knee. Child was last seen near 3900 Mishicot Road, Two Rivers, Wisconsin, and is missing from Two Rivers. He was last seen wearing gray sweatpants, long sleeve, dark colored shirt, and red and green dinosaur slip-on shoes. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Elijah View, please contact the Two Rivers Police Department at 844-267-6648.
preacher and a choir singing about God and brimstone and fire and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend of the 16 summers I shared with him.